long, long time ago, there was an old guy that contacted me, and he basically said, you know, Philip, I'm a member of an organisation, and I have to, we never ask anybody to join. What we do is we pass it on in the will, and this way, the lodge or temple is always the same size. It's always a number of 13. And I'm getting old, and I'd like to pass it on to you. And I'm like, right, okay, give me some time to think about this. And before I had a chance to think about it, the guy died. He was 86 years old, and he fell downstairs, and he just couldn't survive it, I'm afraid. So before I had any choice in the matter, I was contacted by a lawyer, and apparently I'd been left a nice painting and membership of this organisation, which called themselves the Knights of the Temple. And so I kind of went along. I was, you know, 10 years younger than I am now, only 27 years old, and I wanted to see what it was all about, and went along to the initiations, which was fascinating.
Were you researching these kind of secret organizations at that time?
I was researching everything I could get my hands on, from quantum physics to secret societies.
All right, so you go to the Knights of the Temple and you're at initiation, and what does that consist of, or can you
not
talk?
Well, I'll tell you, no, I don't go along to these things anymore whatsoever, so, you know, if anybody wants to join, I'll put you in my will. Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what happened in the initiation. I turned up to this place. It was actually somebody's home, and it was out in their back garden. You've got to imagine this is probably about 10 acres, so it's a big garden. And they've got this kind of, it's an underground sort of thing. A bit like, you know, the old wartime, what do you call them? They used to build them in the back gardens. I forget what we call them now, but it's kind of a bunker in the back garden.
A
bunker. That's a good word for it, isn't it? A bunker. So we went down into this bunker, and inside this huge hall was looking very much like a Freemasonic hall. And at the far
end, you referring to a bomb shelter?
Yeah. It looked very much like a bomb shelter in the back garden.
Okay.
And at the far end of this hall, there's a really big sort of velvet curtain with this ugly goat's head sticking out the centre, just dripping. I mean, it was a real goat,
And
its flesh was just dripping, and it stunk. And the guys are stood either side of me in their white robes with their swords, blah, 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 going through all these different rituals that they have to go through, and blessing the sword and kiss and spitting on the cross and various other things.
Spitting on the cross, did you say?
Yeah, one of the things you have to do is spit on the cross.
Okay.
There you go. But the last thing was to, I was told that the goat's head at the end was called Baphomet, which is the head that the Templars used to worship. And I was told to go and kiss the backside of Baphomet. I had to walk down to the end of the hall and go behind this curtain and kiss the backside of this disgusting looking goat, which was just disease ridden.
I think I would have, you know, I'd have split on the spitting on the cross. Well, no, I'd have gone on the spitting on the cross part. I don't think I could bring myself to do that.
Well, you know, you have to battle down the laughs as you're doing it
well,
because it's so humorous to see these rich businessmen doing these ridiculous things. So anyway, I thought, I'm going through with this, because this is, you know, if this is the first bit, what's the rest like? This is going to be real fun.
Yeah.
And so I got to the end of the curtain, and, you know, you're showing allegiance to the Grand Master by doing this. You're showing deference to the guy, and that you can be disciplined and that you'll follow the rule. Gets behind the curtain, and there is, instead of a disgusting goat sticking out of this thing, there's actually a naked woman.
Oh.
So you're actually rewarded for actually going that far, and you kiss the backside of the woman.
Well, that certainly beats the goat that would otherwise be real. My God. All right, so you kiss this backside of a woman, and then what?
Well, then it's all kind of over. You've passed the initiation, you're in, and then you just go along, you know, once every, well, it's 13 times a year you go along. Everything seems to run around 13s. So it's 13 times a year you go along and just meet these guys and go through the next level of teaching. There were three main levels of teaching that you'd go through. And
all right, if you could describe those to some degree at least. I mean, this is Templar Knights, or is it Knights of the Templar? Is there a difference here, or is it the same group?
Well, you know, the Templars, or the Knights of the Temple, they've had many names over the time, and it's evolved over time. It's changed slightly. And there is some evidence to suggest that they go back much further than history books tell us. But these were called the Knights of the Temple. How old they were is anybody's guess. There's no telling. They could have recreated themselves back in the 1920s for all I could discover.
Mm-hmm.
But the next kind of levels are just, they're very psychological processes. And you're admitted in so far, but then as they're discussing things, you're discussing basically things that Jungian psychologists wouldn't have a problem with. It's just normal stuff. There's nothing great secret there.
Well, that was going to be my question. I mean, after going through all of this, there must have been some really good secret somewhere at some levels of the Knights of the Temple, or why even bother?
No, well, you know, that's the beauty of it, because once you get in there, what you actually find is that all these symbols and things that they've got all relate back to simple psychology, just the methods of self-improvement, etc. And really, today, it's just boys' clubs. They just use it to just get on in business most of the time, you know?
Just boys' clubs, and
yeah.
Just an old boys' network for biz, huh?
That's right. That's all I found it to be, really.
Well, that's terribly disappointing.
I know,
it is. It really is disappointing. But there must be something more to it. I mean, with doing a talk show of the sort that I do, Philip,
yeah.
You can well imagine I've been accused of being all sorts of things, and and belonging to all of these groups, and I've sort of stopped denying it, because there's no point. If you deny it, then there's all the more reason to believe that Art Bell really does belong to these things. I don't. But that's it, huh?
It's just an
old boys' network, huh?
Well, on that level, yeah. But, you know, some of these guys are multimillionaires. So, yeah, you know, work out for yourself whether it's right that people in there, multimillionaires, are discussing things with people who then turn out to be politicians later on in life.